This is the Blaze Radio On Demand.
If you or a loved one is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction and are serious about getting help, call us now at 855-820-2797. You can get clean and sober in as little as 7 days. Your insurance company may cover 100% of all costs with little to no out-of-pocket expenses. Our trained addiction specialists are available 24/7 and all calls are free and confidential. Just call us at 855-820-2797. How much longer are you going to suffer with addiction? Let us find you the best treatment center that fits your unique needs. Call us now at 855-820-2797.
Glenn Beck, the Blaze Radio Network.
Say hello to our good friend, Riaz Patel. Hello, Riaz.
Hello.
How are you? Good. How are things in the world of Riaz?
In my world?
In your world. Riaz, in case you don't remember, Riaz is a... I'll say this. He doesn't like me to point out that he's Hollywood.
Yes.
But he was a guy who worked in Hollywood for a very long time.
Still do, hopefully.
Television.
Yeah. After talking to you guys.
Good luck, really. Good luck with that.
A career there.
Yeah, good luck with that. Tell me about how are things going with your circle of friends? Because sometimes it gets a little dicey.
You know, it's interesting. I will say since I've last been here, there's been a bit of a pivot that I'm having more people reach out to me because I'm the only bridge and say privately, what news sources would you recommend for balanced? I do think people are... I mean, I think it's getting so absurd that I do think there's reaching a fever point that are going to look to find some understanding.
Okay, so have you seen 180.com?
Yes. Yes. Actually, I learned about it here.
Yeah. 180.com is a
180 report.
Yeah. Is it 180report.com?
I think so.
180report.com, where you read the headlines from the right perspective, and then there's a button at the top, and it flips the website. Turns around and flips, and it shows you the same stories from the left perspective.
Because the left is loud. I mean, I know, again, saying it as someone who can step out of the echo chamber now when I take this flight, it is so loud.
But the right also doesn't have a real, credible, big source. We don't have, I mean, well, we have Fox News, but outside of Fox News, you don't have a big news.
Yeah.
Team.
And we have a plethora.
Yeah.
And the problem is, as a producer, the plethora are competing for viewers in the same way that everyone competes for viewers. And so they're ramping up every single day. I mean, this Rachel Maddow thing was pure programming. Pure programming. It was a stunt.
You know people on the left in the news business. Is there any idea of them ratcheting things down? Is anybody thinking about don't throw more flames?
I don't believe that. From the producers that I know and talk to at these places, it seems to be the conflict is the name of the game, that as this more absurd information comes
worse than before.
I think it's reached terminal velocity, but it's not slowing down. I don't know how it can ramp up more. I mean, I don't know how many more airwaves or channels or networks or video stations there could be.
It's amazing how we're not talking about anything important. We're really, I mean,
That's amazing to
me. It's amazing.
And all over the world. I have friends in France who are saying, we're so tired of the U.S. election aftermath. And I'm like, who is forcing everyone to consume this diet?
Don't you have an election coming up, France, of your own, where Marine Le Pen is one of the favorites? Maybe
they're
you should think about your own country.
Our side. Every day. It's this global phenomenon of dipping into this reservoir of rage. It could be reservoir of anything you have.
He was with me in Thailand, and it was refreshing to actually be with people who didn't know anything about the United States. Mm-hmm. I asked some of the kids, what do you know about the United States? I've heard of it. That's it.
Yeah.
One kid that knew about it from a movie. He had seen it in like...
I can't remember the movie, but some beautiful portrayal of it. It was very simple and naive.
Yeah, so he just, I know it from the movie. It was bizarre to be with people who had never even really... The United States doesn't affect them at all, they think.
I control my diet of news consumption. I literally, there's some days I don't even look at it because I imagine the tragedy will be there the day after. I imagine the world will still be collapsing every Friday if I wait 3-4 days to consume it.
Yes.
But I don't because, I mean, again, I'm around a 10-month, 11-month-old daughter. I cannot be angry all day. I can't, and I don't believe in the I'm angry, but I'll fake it.
Kids are resilient.
I have to tell you.
I want to meet your children. I want to meet them all with you not in the room and ask questions.
They amazingly turned out well. I don't know how
it happened. I don't know how it happened. Don't know how. We all really did.
They are resilient. They are resilient.
Amber and Jeffy would leave and we would all sit around going, their kids are doomed. And somehow or another, they...
Actually, Amber usually was there for that conversation.
Yeah. She was the one, as he was walking away, she would just turn around and go, help me.
And why didn't you? Why didn't you, by the way?
It was fun to watch.
Glenn, on the Maddow thing before we leave that, I found it really interesting to watch the coverage of her coverage.
Yes.
Which everyone on the right understandably mocked her and said, you built up this thing for nothing. Which I get. That's actually an understandable thing for the right to do. I was surprised at how much of mainstream media, however, reported Maddow's issue with the tax returns as Maddow overhypes this tax return
to get people to
and
view.
gets people to view and then has nothing. It's Geraldo's vault. Wait a minute. It's only Geraldo's vault if you wanted it to be zero. Mm-hmm. If you wanted him to have not paid taxes. Mm-hmm. It is a big story get his tax returns.
Yes,
But the point is, it wasn't just the left. Because I would understand Rachel Maddow's audience being like, hey, they hyped us and then he paid taxes.
Because that's what she was going after, though.
I know, but the mainstream media covering that shouldn't cover it like that. They shouldn't say, we're disappointed. He actually paid taxes. They're supposed to cover that neutrally, and they didn't.
Funny now, because I listen to news, and I try to hear that bias. And it really is something I'm developing.
Glenn Beck. The Blaze Radio Network.
Hey, I want to talk to you a little bit about the trouble that I have sometimes with my son and my daughter. They love the internet, as I do. The internet is an incredible resource, educational, social, recreational. It's all good, except it's not all good. Some of it is real bad, and it can show up on your kid's screen when you least expect it. So how do you as a parent handle it? I want to tell you about Hero Parental Control. It's the most comprehensive family internet solution available, and the activity from all of your family's devices can be filtered, can be monitored, and even tracked via GPS from a dashboard on your phone or your iPad. Material that may be healthy for a teen can be harmful to a young child, and so you need to have the perfect protection level from toddler to teen to mom and dad. One of the most important steps to a safer internet in your home is recognizing this is a really big issue. Hero gives you the power to create a protected and nurturing online environment. There's nothing like it. Try Hero. Block the bad. Choose what's good for your family. Visit blazehero.com. That's blazehero.com.